This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. In early 2016, a collective sigh of relief could be heard from the town of Waterbury when Murphy the dog was found and returned to his owners. For over a year, the community pulled together in an effort to find this amazing Vermont dog. His odyssey is now an ebook called Catching Murphy, written by longtime Associated Press reporter Wilson Ring. Ring recently sat down with VPR's Bob Kinzel to explain how, instead of covering this story, he became a key part of it.
Well, I didn't set out that way. It's just one of those things, you know. Fate happens sometimes. I looked out. It was December 7th, actually, in 2014, and I looked out the back window of my house in Waterbury. And there in the field behind the house, there is this golden retriever. And I knew that there was a golden retriever that was missing. He'd been in Front Porch Forum regularly. And I immediately knew that that was the dog I was seeing.
And he goes missing in June of that year after a car crash?
Correct. He went missing at the end of June 2014. He was involved in a car crash in Stowe. The car he was riding in hit a tree. It broke off an 8-inch tree, so it was a pretty violent crash. Fortunately, the driver was okay. Ultimately okay. She did go to the hospital, but she opened the door to check on the dog and he bolted. And I found out so much in the process of this that it's not uncommon for dogs after a trauma like a car crash or a house fire or something for them to run away and be afraid. And the driver, Kirsten Campbell, she called all her friends, "Oh, can you go catch my dog?" And of course, they immediately sent out looking for him, but they didn't know that the number one rule of missing dogs is don't chase them and don't yell their name because it's going to scare them. And so they went chasing after him, and the more they chased, the more scared he became.
So after he's missing for a week or two, does Murphy's family feel it's just a matter of time before he's going to show up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing, it's not unusual for dogs to go missing after a traumatic event. But when they do go missing, usually after a few days, they will, for whatever reason, decide they want to come in from the cold, literally and figuratively, and they will allow themselves to be caught, but not Murphy.
You know, this is a story that really does captivate an entire community, as you were mentioning, Front Porch Forum. It's a compelling story. A lot of people get involved, and it's a way for them to communicate with each other about what's happening with Murphy.
It's true. And I thought that was the most aside from catching him ultimately, that was the most heartwarming thing of the whole experience, was how the whole community came together. Everyone, people would report their sightings and say, "I just saw Murphy on Route 100, or I saw him here and we're worried he's going to get hit by a car." And the whole community cared, and that caring really played a key part in helping bring him home.
It was amazing reading the book how many sightings of Murphy there are. I mean, he's sighted all the time, and yet no one can quite catch up to him.
It's true. I mean, you could say he wasn't really lost, because we knew sort of where he was. It's just you couldn't catch him. Somebody at one point saw him and chased him thinking they could catch him, and he just headed for the hills. So it was more of the same. We had to lure him into this trap we set up in my back field, and it just took him a long time before he became comfortable going into it.
It's fascinating that there are many times that he's on your property. You can look out and see him late at night. He's eating the food that you've left for him every day. You've got cameras recording him out there. He's so close, but he's so far away.
That's exactly right. And we learned you don't chase him because he's going to run. And so you'd see him, and all I could think of was, okay, we just got to keep him coming here until we can finally lure him into this trap. And we did catch him once. About 2 months after I saw him in my yard, we actually caught him in this trap. It was a homemade trap that the owner, Ed Hamill, made from Morrisville. And the trap worked. We caught him. And I wouldn't have believed this if it wasn't on video, but we had a video trail camera on it. He chewed his way through the wire of the trap and escaped. And our jaws dropped. He was in the trap for 20 minutes before he chewed his way through and got out. We had so many near misses, especially early on. We'd lure him into the trap. At one point, I went out there and he'd eaten the bait, but the trap had frozen open, so we didn't catch him. Several times I found the trap, the gate to the trap closed, and I don't know if he triggered it and somehow escaped, if the wind did it, or why it went off, but he just wasn't in it. And after a while, we just, all of us who were involved, just got to thinking, how is he going to outsmart us again? Because we'd come up with something and he was always one or two steps ahead of us.
And Wilson, it turns out that this entire experience becomes a very important part of your daily life. In many ways, your life outside of work is consumed by the effort to find Murphy. This goes on for more than a year. I mean, that's an incredible commitment. What kept you going?
Well, if I would have known when I first saw him that it was going to take 13 months, I don't know what I would have done. It was, in a way, I had horses at the time, and it wasn't that hard to add feeding Murphy to the routine of going out and feeding and taking care of the horses twice a day. So it wasn't that hard to add him to that. But at the same time, after a while, it just became a challenge. I just wanted to see this dog caught. At the same time, we were all worried that he was going to – I think our greatest fear was that he was going to get hit by a car and killed crossing Route 100. He probably crossed it half a dozen times a day. And this was a dog that had no experience with roads before he got away. So that was our biggest fear. And then sort of another fear is that he would just disappear and you'd never know what happened to him. It was rare, but there were some times where he wouldn't show up for the night. And then you would wonder, is he gone? Has he, who knows what, gone to a new place or been killed somehow and is where we'll never find his carcass? And you don't know. But fortunately, he always came back.
So after surviving in the wild for about a year and a half through two tough, tough winters, as you mentioned, Murphy gets caught in the trap. It's late at night. You can see that he's there. What goes through your mind?
I looked out my back window, and we had so many electronics on this trap, it was really kind of silly. But they all were needed to catch him. There was a red light that went off, and when I saw the light, and then I go, oh, my goodness, there's the light. And so I grabbed a spotlight that I had by my back door just for this occasion, and I shined it on the trap, and there are his lights or his eyes reflected in the light. And so my first thought was, oh, my goodness, how is he going to escape before I get to the trap? Fortunately, in this case, he didn't. It only took me a couple of minutes, but we had strengthened the trap with stronger wire, although I saw no indication that he tried to chew his way out again. I frankly wonder, I mean, we were going into that second winter, and I wonder if deep down Murphy said, okay, we've had enough of this. I'm just going to go in here and let this trap catch me, and I'll go home. So I went out there, and on my way to the trap, it was a couple of hundred feet behind my house, I walked out and called everybody before I got to the trap. And then I walk up to the trap, and he, as I approach it, he sort of backed into the corner, and he might have growled. I'm not 100% sure, but it only lasted a second. And then I stuck my hand in, and he came up and licked my hand. And we were a little worried about him when we opened the trap that he would try and escape and bolt off into the night again. So we set up some fencing around the trap so he couldn't do that. But the thing that was – this is what the experts also told us. When you catch him, that survival instinct that he was in will turn off. And as soon as he is safe, he will be a pet again. And that was so true. I mean, the minute we caught him, he was okay. We took him into my garage where everyone – you know, he rolled over on his belly and said, hey, I'm a pet. This is great. And a couple of minutes later, Ed was there, and we walked him to his car. We had two leashes on him at the time. And Ed opened the door to his truck, and Murphy jumped in like he had done it yesterday.
This is such an incredible story. You could almost see it being made into a movie.
We've joked about that. You know, it's a happy story about a golden retriever. You know, what's not to love? But, you know, one step at a time.
That's a happy story indeed. And that's longtime Associated Press reporter Wilson Ring talking about his new ebook, Catching Murphy.